proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Brotten, and I want to thank you for joining me. God's calling brings us out to bring us closer to Himself. Abraham experienced this firsthand when God called him from the Ur of the Chaldees. By faith, he obeyed God. And as he sojourned in the land of promise, two important things stood out in the character of Abraham: his tent and his altars. Abraham's tent identified him as a sojourner. Wherever God would lead him, Abraham would pitch his tent. On the other hand, Abraham's altars reflected his true identity. He was a citizen of heaven based on his relationship with God. In the Bible, altars were used for worship, testimony, and communion with God. Altars were the key to Abraham's life of faith and serve as an example for us to follow. We are called to live by faith, simply trusting God. When Abraham and his family arrived in the land of Canaan, their first stop was Shechem. Here, God confirmed his promise of the land. Upon hearing this, Abraham built his first altar unto the Lord. Shechem is located in the plain of Moreh, the Hebrew word for teacher. God was about to teach him great lessons of dependence that we can learn from today. Abraham had just arrived in the land of the Canaanites who worshipped other gods. Undoubtedly, they noticed that Abraham's altar was different from theirs. It was missing an idol. The uniqueness of Abraham's altar demonstrated his dependence upon God, serving as a public statement of his belief in God's promises. The next stop in Abraham's sojourn was a mountain between Bethel and Ai. Once again, Abraham built an altar and called upon the name of the Lord. Names in the Bible carry great significance. Bethel means house of God, while Ai means ruin. By living between these places, Abraham and Sarah illustrate our spiritual life. We must be careful in our daily walk, lest we stray away from the Lord and fall into the traps of the world. Our fellowship with God must be maintained by daily communion with Him. Abraham knew the joy of close fellowship with his Creator, as he was called the friend of God. However, Abraham did not always build an altar. During a famine, Abraham moved south, eventually arriving in Egypt. Due to fear, Abraham lied about Sarah, which caused further problems for him. Abraham became rich, which affected his relationship with Lot. Also, Sarah acquired a maid named Hagar. As we know, that didn't turn out well. Yet Abraham did not allow his failures to define him. One of my great heroes of the faith, Dr. Les Olala, once said, "Failure is never final as long as the grace of God is operable." Abraham went back to the altar at Bethel, the place of fellowship with God. There he called upon the name of the Lord and was restored. There is great danger when the worship of God is not the priority. It is then we are the most susceptible to disobedience. We must not neglect worship in our lives. It must be a priority. When we step away from worship, we step toward disobedience. When we fall, we must repent, returning to the fellowship at the altar of Bethel. Repentance sometimes requires separation. In Genesis 13, Abraham and Lot separated, with Lot choosing the Jordan Valley, pitching his tent toward Sodom. However, God would give Abraham all the land wherever he would walk. Furthermore, God again promised Abraham a family, numbering as the dust of the earth. By faith, Abraham again sojourned, dwelling in Hebron. Here he built his third altar, giving thanks to the Lord. It was here in Hebron where Abraham would eventually purchase Machpelah, a burial cave for his family. Now we come to the final altar of Abraham. In Genesis 22, God called Abraham to take his son Isaac to Mount Moriah and offer him there as a sacrifice. By faith, Abraham believed God and built an altar. As Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, the angel of the Lord stopped him, knowing that he feared God. The altar at Mount Moriah became the place of submission and supply for Abraham. And just as God supplied the sacrifice for Isaac, even so God supplied the sacrifice of our sins through his son. Abraham believed this, looking forward to the ultimate redemption and blessing. The path of Abraham can be traced by his altars. At each place, Abraham's faith was strengthened as he obeyed God. And because of his obedience, we can enjoy the blessings from the promises of God. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.